Hi everyone, welcome to this episode. And in keeping with my usual style, I record when it feels right, when I'm intuitively pulled to do so. Just that little disclaimer reminder that any advice that I give on my podcast is mine based on my experience. So don't take it as gospel. And if it does help you with your spiritual and mental health, excellent, that's the whole point. But please do see a professional if you are struggling with something very serious. Anyway, and I would also like to have guests on at some point. Who knows when that will be? So I had an experience recently, and I'm not naming names, and I don't name and shame because not only is that not spiritual, but that's not healthy. But it was an experience again, and disappointment. And disappointment, basically. From what I understand and what I've experienced, I'm sure a few of you can relate, is basically when we have set certain expectations for a situation or a person or both, and those expectations are not met. It's not to say that we shouldn't have expectations. And by the way, I'm recording this in a park, so you might hear a little bit of birds and cute doggies and stuff like that. The energy is so gorgeous. So I'm sending that to you by proxy through this. Anyway, we set those expectations, and it's okay to have the expectation that things are going to work out, but it needs to be more general. Otherwise, your ego gets involved, your lower self, and remembering, I'm not the mind, I'm not the body, I'm not the emotions, I am the spirit, helps a lot. So, if someone has mucked you around, for instance, and I've had that happen, you've obviously given your power away. Something's come up. Look, there could be a legitimate reason, any number of things. Someone's sick, there was an emergency. But if they didn't let you know, again, that's not just a recent experience, in case that person is listening, and I have not named them, but this has happened before with other people. So life happens, obviously, and we can do our best to be organized and communicate and organize plans. And then if someone can't make it, they can't make it. And even if they don't let you know, and then the other person might get angry. Yes, I got angry. Spiritualists get angry when they don't want to give their power away. It's okay to not want to give your power away. It's okay to set your energetic and emotional boundaries. And maybe you hadn't been clear about them. And now you're redefining the business relationship or friendship or whatever you have with this person. If it's, is it good for you? Do you cut them out? Or do you keep them in your life? And caring about yourself, that's so important. And maybe they needed to do that too, but they didn't do it the same way. I'm very direct. Aries, anyone listening, an Aries, Sun, Moon, or Ascendant, feel free to comment. Don't be shy. But if you are an Aries or a Leo or Sagittarius, you'll understand we're very direct and basically we mean well, but that can scare the crap out of other people. Earth signs, I feel like they handle it quite well in my experience. Air signs are really good with it, but if you're a water sign, yeah, that can scare them. Our directness, they feel like we're attacking them, or maybe we're being a bit too, not attacking so much as we're being a bit too blunt and we're not considering their feelings. We're not mind readers. Anyway, we could talk about astrology another time, but I could have easily stayed angry about the situation. I had an opportunity to let go of the ego and do some shadow work. And of course, I cut cords and call back my power and use some Reiki on it because I didn't want it to upset my day. And it did in little parts, but I was like, I'm still going to enjoy the day. There's so much to be grateful for. There's beautiful weather. There's yummy vegan food. I went to a park, cafe. I did my IG live, which might not be continuing, but we're going to do something different. So stay tuned. I might have another podcast coming. Okay, I do have another podcast coming, but stay tuned for more details. So that's with Fernanda from Better Humans CA. She's one of my spiritual bestie soul sisters overseas. She's an amazing person. She does Reiki as well. I'm training in Reiki. It's still very new to me. I'm so used to receiving it, not giving it. It's nice to give it back. But the thing about disappointment is it's so easy to give in to that. And it's a lower vibration, to say, oh, I'm annoyed and disappointed because the weather didn't turn out the way I want. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too rainy, or this person didn't want to date me, or they broke up with me. Okay, breaking up with someone, that's shitty. That's a bad example. This friendship didn't go how I wanted it. Have a more general expectation would be my advice. Say, I expect that I will learn what I need to learn from this experience, relationship, situation, etc. And I cannot lose what's not for my highest good. That's also a really good affirmation. And everything will work out. Everything's working out for me. Everything's working out better than I expect. So then whenever something doesn't go the way you would have hoped or expected, because all you've said is whatever's going to happen is going to work out. Yes, I've organized and planned A, B, C, and maybe I thought this is where I was with this person, but they didn't feel that same way, but maybe they couldn't tell you. Doesn't make them weak and doesn't make them a bad person because they couldn't tell you how they felt. No. It just means you needed to learn something. Take these challenges and make them something positive. Disappointment is so negative. It's good to have goals and expectations, but remember, and I'll just reiterate it, and I'm looking at some really cute dogs, so I'm trying not to be distracted with that. So adorable. You know when the dogs lie down on the grass and start wiggling around and playing, like they just go, oh, grass, must enjoy, and they don't care. It's like, sing like nobody's listening and dance like nobody's watching. Well, the dogs just do that, that freedom to just be themselves. They're like, they don't care. They're like, so what's the problem? We could learn a lot from them. Anyway, so just to reiterate again, set the only expectation we really should set is that whatever happens, the situation, relationship, friendship, experience, whether it's good or challenging, is either going to be better than you expect or you'll learn some lesson that'll be for your highest good. Yes, I know, easier said than done. It takes a lot of practice. And forgive yourself if you get a bit angry, irritated, or frustrated, like I did earlier today. You're human. It's going to happen. And I'm recording this when heaps of people are walking past, and maybe they're taking little notes, or they're like, okay, that's weird. Is she on a phone call? Who cares? I don't care. Not so much. Okay, I'm going to get back to my cute doggy watching. Look after yourself, everyone.